Not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just...
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to The Alex Jones Show Live. I'm your host, Edward Saul. I'll be joined by Matthew Hazen, Jesse Beltran, and Michael Grady for what we hope and we have planned to be a power-packed two-hour special here on June 28th, 2026. Welcome, guys. I just want to thank Alex, of course, for trusting us with this next 2 hours. And of course, the battle that was detailed in that promo we were watching as we were waiting to come on. This is why we fight. Every single one of the victims which were taken out during the pandemic, everyone who's been attacked since and before, those are the people we fight for. So thank you guys for joining me too for this power-packed episode.
Get started.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, you know, there's a lot of things that happen, you know, when the masses are kind of distracted by bread and circus. And I know that Jesse's been traveling. I think Mike and Matt have also been traveling a little bit. So you've been noticing a lot of people that have been going around the country for the World Cup, right? The World Cup, not anything terrible by itself. You know, it's a little distracting at times. It sometimes clogs up the transportation systems. But while everyone was paying attention to the World Cup and the different teams playing to win a gold trophy that doesn't really mean much, okay? There were some things that happened in the world. And one of the biggest things that I noticed last week, in relation especially to the work that we do on the Died Suddenly team, and of course in the Mind Nexus and the Masterpiece team, there was a reinstatement of a pretty controversial shot. Now, the flu shot earlier this year, we talked about this, Jesse, and you know, Matt, we've been looking at this because it seemed to at least be a theoric victory. It was a not the COVID shot getting banned or not any of the other big ones maybe, but the flu shot earlier this year was banned by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. Well, over the last, last 2 weeks, there's been a little bit of a run-up for what they say is an outbreak of mysterious flu. Now, this is out of Lackland Air Force Base, and this is where the Air Force trains their basic training enrollees. Now, what's interesting is there's about 275 cases, which they say could have stemmed from the lack of vaccination. Now, what's interesting is they said there's been an outbreak of about 40% inside the basic training camp. That amounts to about 280 cases of the flu. I'll just postulate here, and I want to hear your guys' take on this. I know that Mike, especially, Mike, you were in the Air Force, and you know, just like me, I was in the Army. We were given every shot under the sun. It's almost as if we were not just human pincushions, but we were actually the guinea pigs before the general masses were exposed to these bioweapons, and many of these are just that. They're bioweapons. But isn't it interesting that the exact number they said got the flu in basic training was actually around the exact number of the people they gave the shot to? Right? So maybe it came from those who got the shot, not, of course, the unvaccinated who might have actually been stronger and had immune systems that weren't compromised. What say you guys?
Absolutely, yeah. When I was in the military, first of all, I served from 2001 to 2007. I was in Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom in 2003. And they always use fear to push compliance, especially when it comes to vaccinations. And it's interesting you said that, Edward, about when you get the flu shot, you all of a sudden would get sick. And that would happen to me every single year inside the military. And I always tried to not get the vaccine, but you literally had to take it or you would be under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is outside the realm of the Constitution. The military does their own way of doing things. And I was also given the experimental smallpox inoculation in 2003 when I was over in Qatar before we went to Iraq. Another fear-based scenario that they were saying this was a big thing and we needed to do it. But there were older people in the military that were aware of these vaccinations, and they said, no, we got to be careful with this because all these bad things can happen as a result. I mean, just name your whatever you want to call it, autism, any type of neurological disorders. I mean, vision problems, hearing problems would happen because of all this. But yeah, I mean, they use fear to push compliance with all this. And unfortunately, what happened now with the flu shot being reinstated like that, the mandate, which is the opposite of what they did before, really takes the sovereignty away from individuals. Because now that that's true and we know it's true, we have to really understand that there is a force at work trying to stop sovereignty. There's a force at work trying to get compliance over and over and over and over and over again. And it just happens to be the new thing after the next thing after the next thing. So I think it's important for people just to really understand this and do their own research. I mean, yeah, we're going to cover a lot in these next 2 hours, but everybody has a responsibility to the information themselves, because you're not going to learn all of this within 2 hours. It's going to take some time because there's a lot of history, and we're going to cover that here. But that's my two cents as far as the vaccinations go, just being inside the military.
Well, 100%. I mean, everybody on this panel, we're patriots. Right? That's one of the unique aspects, I think, of the modern context. We can be critical of the current government, the current administrations, and the work of whether it be the Secretary of War, allowing this to come back into the mainstream. And we can be critical of this and still be patriotic. And I think this is it's one of the weapons that's used linguistically against the population. Because if you're criticizing the administration, the people in power, then somehow you don't care about America. That you don't care about the American people. And I think, again, someone like Jesse, Jesse's been in this fight longer. Actually, I'd argue probably about as long as I've been alive. Right? Is that right, Jesse? I mean, you know the vaccines. Going back to maybe the first ever vaccine deployed in the military. Maybe we even talk about anthrax and smallpox, as Michael brought up, in the first Gulf War. What have you seen in your work, Jesse, with them, the use of these vaccines as even in a sense, a delivery mechanism for the bioweapon technology into the population?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's a bioweapon. Let's call it for what it is. And what I find fascinating, you have this flu outbreak, but if you look statistically, when you look at the flu vaccine itself, it's attacking, we're told it's been made for the previous year's or couple of years' flu virus. So how do you all of a sudden have this magic vaccine against this new outbreak without studying the effectiveness of the vaccine on this new outbreak? And so that is the issue. And then we're forgetting about what science is proving, if we're really, really going to sincerely follow the science, is that the autoimmunity issue, they're seeing that people fare far better when they let the natural immunity of the human species take its course. And in these circumstances, what you're doing is you're circumventing that. And because of what we know has been in vaccines, specifically mRNA, the nanotech, the graphene oxide, silicon-based semiconductors, which make amplifiers, and we know that that's the ultimate agenda. When Mike talks about taking away your sovereignty and your autonomy, we're now integrating advanced technologies and advanced systems that are going to basically take it away from you without your consent at all. And this country and our forefathers, the foundation of what this country was about to have certain freedoms, and specifically, we'll get into it as we go into these next 2 hours. But that's my two cents on it. We're forgetting about following the true science. And we know that recent developments under recent articles that Francis Collins was basically manipulating the narrative when it came to the COVID vaccine itself. Him and Fauci worked together on this. And what they were doing is they were misleading the public about what the science really said. And what happened to the doctors, the physicians who were trying to be real patriots, American patriots, what happened to them? They were censored, immediately. They were threatened to have their livelihoods taken away. And some of them were destroyed and even put in prison. Is that what America stands for? We're approaching the 250-year anniversary of this beautiful experiment. But have we moved away from what our forefathers have always envisioned for this great experiment?
We haven't. Yeah. You know, that's a unique aspect, I think, of the great experiment that is America. I mean, originally I was born in Britain. You know, I got the honor to come over here and earn my citizenship, serve in the U.S. military, and now serve alongside patriots like you, Jesse, and you, Michael, and of course you, Matthew. And honestly, it feels as if the targets that were placed in the modern day Bastilles has just shifted. They're always trying to censor those in society which are trying to call out the villains that don't want to be unmasked, the villains that don't want to be named. And of course, one thing we've been following very closely has been going back to maybe one of the first sinister, publicly funded clandestine operations using this kind of secret and very invasive technology. And of course, I'm talking about MK Ultra. Now, we've learned this past week, the MK Ultra hearings, which were actually scheduled for 2 weeks ago, Jesse was going to fly into DC. Honestly, if I were to pick anyone who is the most qualified, you know, witness to testify this, would be someone like Jesse Beltran. But it has finally been rescheduled. It was taken off. They said there was some pressure from the CIA. This is from Chairman Anna Paulina Luna. And essentially now Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. I don't know, Jesse, you're still deciding if you're going or not, but I'd love to see you there. I think Alex would probably enjoy to connect with you from outside the hearing. But this is a big deal because the technology was actively deployed and developed through a CIA program. And of course, going back to the 70s and 80s and the wars of that time and the dissidents of that time, you know, many people, Jesse, they like to pick and choose those that get to have rights. If someone's characterizes your enemy, for example, I know the Vietnamese were picked as some of the test subjects for some of this very evil technology. People didn't bat an eye back then because we're at war with them. But now the dissidents are essentially going to be the targets. The immigrants, the homeless. And I know for Matthew, we were talking before the show on the prep for this. The flu vaccine, people ask, why do you focus on the vaccine so much? I think everyone here, our answer would be simply, this is the battlefield. How we're facing it right now, how the technology is actively engaging with the population is through these shots, which are brainwashed to the masses to take. Matthew, you were mentioning that the targeting, the use of the flu vaccine, you'd heard from your mentor, Dr. Robert Young, that this is actually ground zero. Like, we have to fight on the flu shot.
This is a very important thing for a lot of people to really take a look at, because 2 years ahead of any other scientific group, one of our greatest scientists of our time had actually published a double-blinded paper showing 1,200 COVID vaccine samples, all four of the major COVID manufacturers, taken at four different batch times, all showing that these manufacturers were not disclosing the ingredients that was inside of what you would call the mRNA delivery system, the payload system. And so if you can guys just imagine a ball that is less than a billionth of a meter, and that's an encapsulation, kind of like an encapsulation pill. And inside of that, they are putting semiconductive lanthanides in the periodic chart. You would say graphene oxide and hydroxide is a big portion of what they're delivering. And these are not just things they're putting into the flu vaccine or other vaccines or pharmaceutical pills. We are seeing, and I've made videos myself, of basically every major manufacturer of products that you rub lotion, your shampoos, your hygiene products. And so what they are doing is they are dropping the exact components that, when assembled properly, and that assembly process inside of the human body is called Teslaphoresis, it assembles into a computer system. And they've been using the highest level gain of function, their research and development for years to perfect this system. And as long as people understand the flu vaccine, guys, it's a very safe way for them to throw new things into a to practice on us. And this is what I mean. You don't see a new polio vaccine every year. You don't see a new any other vaccine, but you see a new flu vaccine. They always magically know the new virus, what it's going to be. And they should. And what's really happening, they're introducing the newest, highest level technology that is for their control matrix, their surveillance system. And they've been perfecting it and beta testing it in the masses, and they can introduce it every new year with the flu vaccine. So didn't we just get a big wake up call, because for how long it took for them to pull the flu vaccine, allow people to have their own choice, their own autonomy. And it was such a big victory. Pete Hegseth, and, you know, made the big announcement, and what, one, not even 2 months later, we're back to ground zero. And so, you know, for all of us to understand that delivery system, that they are putting what they want to into it, they're doing that just as easy by putting in the water. It's just as easy for Bill Gates to put it into his farm's food supply. It is that exact delivery system is just as easy to put into everything. And we are seeing now the effects of what we're going to be dealing with, and how we are going to individually going to have to do everything we can to protect ourselves and be able to come together to be able to actually take care of this problem as a, this is going to take all of humanity once we really go into
100%,
this.
100%. I know on the screen, we were just showing one of the latest studies actually that just came out. This is another thing that happened while the World Cup was stealing the minds of most of the population. Something that many people missed was there was a new study that came up from the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research. Now, I've actually talked with the scientists that work on this this journal. One of them is Shimon Janowitz. The other is Daniel Brody out of Japan. And lastly, the last doctor is Dr. Youngmi Lee. And in this latest paper titled From Synthetic DNA and RNA-Based Self-Assembling Nanotechnology to Sequelae of COVID-19 Shots, this actually laid out that there is specifically evidence that has been found. And even going back to one of the global elites spokesman, James Giordano, that essentially this technology is not only working according to plan, but it's manifesting signal connectivity. You know, there's been a little bit of a meme that's been created. Oh, have we become the routers, right? It is both as simple as that, but also it's trivialized in this sense, because that was the plan all along. There was so much money, billions of dollars of your taxpayer funds that were put into trying to connect human beings, not with a creator, not with one another, like we're getting to chat here on this Sunday evening. No, but through a matrix that's not in your control, that has the ability now to penetrate the sovereignty of your body, arguably the greatest sovereignties of all, right? Every single person here, I think we could live, maybe live. You know, my Grady, I know he's a gun-toting fellow. He probably would not be cool. We all live with maybe living in a crappy country, as long as we kept our body sovereign. But that's the thing. Right now, they are trying to penetrate that final barrier, that final wall, which is our bodies. Now, guys, I wanted to play a soundbite, actually, for you guys. So I spoke with the scientists, actually, behind this journal and their study. They're not giving up. These folks have been fighting since the end of the pandemic to try to expose this truth. I know everyone on this panel has been fighting to expose this truth. But this is Dr. Brody, and he's talking about the dangers of nanotechnology here on our show, The Agenda. This is clip two.
No audio.
Oh, cut back to us. All right, so we'll see if we can pull that up separately. But basically, in this interview that we did back in 2024, Dr. Brody connected us from Japan. And what he did, along with Dr. Youngmi Lee, is they actually were able to get very early samples, actually samples which were meant for victims. I don't even call them patients. They're meant for victims in South Korea. They preserved them. And then they were doing experiments on them secretly inside a closed laboratory. It was a basically an IVF clinic. That's Dr. Youngmi Lee. That's Dr. Youngmi Lee. She basically risked her career to preserve these samples. And what they've been doing since this the outbreak of the pandemic, they've been testing it, whether it be with blood, bodily fluid, and they specifically documented interactions that the cells and the sexual tissue and the blood were having with radio frequencies. Now, interestingly, Matt and Jesse, you know, this is just the further confirmation of what we've been told by MI6 whistleblower Raph Hansen. It's that the thing that actually stopped the connectivity was silicoids, you know, with greens. And this, yep. they found a Yeah, right. It's you know, becoming a little bit of not of a shock to you and I, but there are solutions, right? And so what do you think of this, Jesse? Have you seen Dr. Brody's work and Dr. Youngmin Lee's work before?
Yeah, I've seen both of their work, but it really coincides with Dr. Arne Burkhardt's work, the German pathologist who did the study on post morbidity shortly after having the vaccine on males from age 28 to 71. And just like you just restated, is that their findings were the same as his, that they were finding that the spike protein had not only infiltrated every organ, but they specifically looked at the gonadal tissue and looked at the testes themselves. And the spike protein had completely taken over 100% of the testicles, and no spermatozoa were left in the young men who were in their 20s. And unfortunately, his recommendation to everyone was, if you are a female of childbearing age, that they would not recommend that you engage in a relationship with them, men who have had the vaccine. Because of that shedding effect. As you imagine, Dr. Ido Bachelet holding up that 1 cc syringe and saying there's a trillion robots in it at nano size. Just imagine what's happening to a woman who's engaging in a relationship with a male. How many nanorobots is she being infected with? As crazy as that sounds, that's the reality. And unfortunately, it's self-replicating, it's self-assembling, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it is infiltrating our entire species, not only them, but our animal species, our plant life, like Matt had said earlier. It's infiltrating our entire ecosystem. Now, the whole goal is to make each and every one of you a human antenna, a node within the Internet of Things, the IoT. You're hearing all these nice, fancy words of marketing that they're using. But my question to everyone, think about your children. Think about the developing brain. Think about the increases in autism we've seen over the years. What is now going to happen when we're bombarding these children's developing brains with all of these frequency emissions? We have no clue. And I, once again, the human species, particularly the United States population, is being subjected to this giant experiment. And we're all guinea pigs, including your children. And so this is the importance and why we need to wake up everyone, not only in this country, but on the entire planet. We have to understand that the fear mongering, the health industry itself has been weaponized against you, and they are not your friends. They don't care about your freedom. They look at you as just the herd. And all they want to do is look at their ROI on the herd. And that is the reality of what we're dealing with today.
Well, 100%, Jesse. And look, when it comes down to how the herd can fight back, you know, I like to think about our little group as a little bit of a pack, right? I'll tell you this, since meeting you, since meeting Mike, of course, and meeting Matthew, my health has gotten astronomically better. Okay. You know, I'm not looking as buff as Jesse. Of course, if you're tuning in to Here to Enforce, you can't see the massive fireman muscles that Jesse has now at the ripe old age. I'm not going to embarrass him. He's like getting on in the years wisely. But of course, this is partly, I think, maybe more.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its businesses?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And of course, you have countries that going bankrupt like six or seven times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So This is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And on the
banking
system.
And let's be clear, though, a dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital chains, the Mark of the Beast system, and a dovetail with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial, no, he could dissolve Parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to top economist, who's a great patriot, Peter Kirk Kelly, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record the biggest company because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation. They can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God,
the numbers
always
are
gives
telling
his
us.
People a way out, but the people perish always. For lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast. When he talks about it in Revelation, he's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. We'll call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you could have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000.
Weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You are listening to an AJN Live Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Thank you again for joining us for this Sunday edition of The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Edward Zoll. I'm here with my co-host, Matthew Hazen of Masterpiece, Jesse Beltran, and Mike Grady of MyNexusLive.com. Now, we were talking before the break about the response. Now, often we will talk about the depopulation event, whether we're talking about Event 201 or just the ongoing depopulation event from the global elite who wants to see people like us, patriots watching this program and every patriot on this panel right now. They want us silenced. They want us neutered. They want us bankrupt. The depopulation agenda, however, has many, many responses. There are things that we can do as individuals and as countrymen and as a pack, you know, and that's what I see this group as. I've gotten immeasurably stronger while I've been part of this pack, this group of everyone here on screen. Matthew, of course, you've been sharing a lot of health information with me and Jesse. Jesse, I think, might be in the running for one of the most in shape, buff firefighters in his let's say late 60s, early 70s. I don't want to dox your age. Okay. Now, there's a reason for this, though. I mean, of course, Matthew has guided us with this with the mentorship of Dr. Robert Young. Matthew, before the break, we were talking about the nanotechnology and a lot of the attempts to make us infertile as a population, as a species. Yeah. What are some things that the public listening right now, so they don't feel totally blackpilled, what are things we can do to fight back against this?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we need to do is understand what our bodies are actually up against. And so with all the type of processing that our hygiene products, our food supply, our medical system, everything started getting things so small that we started hearing about nanotechnology and nano products and nano this and nano that. And essentially what we're dealing with now is how our bodies are dealing with poisons and toxins that are so small, they're actually getting into our cells. Where before, forever, our bodies were not dealing with poisons and toxins that were so small, they were being able to enter into our cells, which causes like a whole nother level of toxicity, communication problems, functionalities in our biology and our systems. And so that's why if anybody has eyes to look around, we're in a real life worldwide health epidemic where all the things that we've been shown and taught and told to do that should make us healthier really is not working the way, even close to working the way it used to. And so when we're, and it's not just these nefarious toxins, it's really all these environmental pollutants, toxic heavy metals. Yeah, we're seeing aluminum and mercury and lead and all these things happen to us. But here's the deal. For us to be able to feel good, live good, health and happiness, I know that anyone out there would gladly give up whatever they think they have if it meant they were going to be healthy and happy for the rest of their life. And if you have the kind of health that everybody around us that is doing the protocol and having the understanding and being taught what it takes to be healthy in this world, we are literally walking billboards for how to be. Okay, yes, keeping us individually disattached from the Internet of Things is very important, of course. Okay, but we're also dealing with a bombardment of aluminum, atrazine, gender dysphoria chemicals, neurotoxins, things that are hemotoxic, cytotoxic, magnetic electric toxic. You know, we are facing the most. And so what if we had a one-stop shop that was proven to actually help for literally right at a dollar a day? And so the greatest minds, people who had literally had their entire life's work, the greatest scientists of our time that have been targeted the most, that have been doing things from their heart their whole life, that's what's driven them and passioned their movement so that they've been able to help us, such as Dr. Robert Young. And what we're learning is this. For taking Masterpiece is going to separate you from this synthetic artificial grid that they want to connect you to, be able to control your thoughts, your mind, the way you feel. You know, people that are taking 10 drops a day of Masterpiece is literally experiencing, if they're targeted individuals, that's an extreme case. Yes, they're seeing significant reductions in the voices and all the crazy things they're unfortunately having to deal with. But for the average everyday person, whether you're 20 years old and dealing with weight issues and sleep issues, or you're just a 35-year-old with diabetic issues, all of our bodies, all of our health, everything that makes you, you, that when it comes to the quality of life you're having, is being compromised because you're being poisoned. Your environment is poisoned. And this is a broad spectrum antidote that was created for all of humanity. This was not created for some another company to have some money grab. It had nothing to do with that. This from the ground up. That's why platforms like Alex Jones, who literally will put everything on the line and lose a $1.4 billion settlement to the government, and all the people that he advocated for didn't even come for his rescue. But yet he understands through his experience and growing up with his folks and how to look into nature. We have nature's solution to what we're all dealing with, what we are all being fear-mongered and dealing with right now is apocalyptic. It is it is absolutely the strongest, highest level of technology brought against us and put into our bodies from the inside out. And we have an antidote. We have a real life solution. We have one that has been filmed by the most credible, legit documentary teams of our time, the Died Suddenly crew. I dealt with four or five different really high level documentary teams. And I don't have anything bad to say. I would just say there's a difference when you're dealing with the character and integrity level that the team of Died Suddenly brings to. And they filmed our results.
I appreciate that, Matt. Of course, yeah. You know, we talk about the ground zero kind of damage. Of course, you know, I'm taking Masterpiece. I know Jesse has seen some great results of Masterpiece too. You know, I try to get it to as many people as I can. And look, the problem you're describing, it's a reality. Right. And we were hoping, and I just would like to ask the audience, if you can, if you're listening in, wherever you're listening, whether on rebroadcast or listening live, if you can, we were planning to actually have a vaccine injured individual connecting from the hospital. Her name is Alexis Lorenz. Now, you might have seen some of the things about her about 2 years ago. Now, this is her on screen. This is Alexis. The before, you know, when she was healthy, when she was young. And like, I still think she's beautiful. I think she's a wonderful young woman. But the after she had what was considered to be a minor vaccine injury, that reaction that we see in her face, that's from a shot that was given to her without her permission. And look, she is among, I would say, millions, whether it be like the brothers in arms that we've had, Mike, you know, in the military, or whether it be people like Alexis who are on the ground zero of the propaganda, whether you're going to school or college, you're told to get your shots. Alexis is representative of that group that has been harmed and then really discarded and forgotten. Now, a theme for today's show is to not give up, but also to look for new solutions. And when I think of Alexis, I think of her case, and I look at the current political infrastructure, you know, the current system, there is no party that's representing Alexis Lorenz. There is no party representing the targeted individuals. No party that's anti-5G, anti-mRNA. Every party is actually in agreement right now, at least the two major, the only two that people argue can run, that they're in agreement for the system to come in. And they're pro-population control, they're pro-abortion. They're all the bad things that we should be against. Now, there was a story that caught my eye, however, because I'm not a black pill kind of fellow. I kind of look and see the silver linings and say, maybe there's some movement. There is actually some movement now, not just, of course, with one or two parties. Several parties are now coming forward, not to just let the oligarchy pick, you know, the uniparty pick their candidates for 2028. Now, a man named John Morgan, if you're in Florida or actually anywhere in the country, you might be familiar with his billboards. It's Morgan and Morgan for the people. You guys have heard his advertisements, right? John Morgan, he's a centrist / left-leaning guy, but he's a conservative in business, actually. He runs a business. Well, he announced this past week the Common Ground Party. Now, they're calling themselves the Grounders. They're going to be centrist, right? And I looked at some of the platform items. I agree that they should be able to run. I agree they should have a platform. But there's not a lot of topics I think that I would necessarily maybe advocate for. However, on this same stem, there is someone who I think actually has quite a few solutions, some great ones at that. And there's another very, very patriotic individual, a fellow Floridian, who is launching his own party. His name is Jim Gale. He'll be joining us now. We're going to be popping him into the panel. Jim Gale has actually launched the Stewardship Party. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, Jim. How are you doing out on your, this is your platform. It's actually the wilderness. It's your farm.
Yes. Talk about proof of concept, my friends. I first want to say thank you, Matthew, for everything you've done for my family and I, your masterpiece. It's just incredible. And thank you, Alex Jones, for all you've done for decades. And Ed, thank you. I'm so very honored to be working with you on this. So my name is Jim Gale. I'm running for president of the United States. Not because I covet this office that has enslaved and harmed so many people. In fact, we're going to turn the White House into a museum on the history of slavery. I'm running for office because I have been obsessed with the question for 20 years, how do we win this war? And through that obsession, I have learned exactly how we win this war. And I'm going to share it with everybody in great detail right now. It's called Stewardship and Service with Faith and Courage and Transparency. When we organize effectively, like Dr. Martin Luther King said, he said, those who love peace must learn to organize as effectively as those who love war. Organize around what? Well, Bucky Fuller said, you cannot change things by fighting the existing system. Instead, create a new model that makes this current government insanity obsolete. Well, the new model is the oldest model in the book. When we care for our land, when we take out the poisons and we grow food instead of lawns, when we use nature or God's systems to heal ourselves and our land, the results of that are literally exponential abundance, right? 5 months ago, this system was brown and dead from a 117-year freeze. Now, there is more food here than my family and I can consume. The very act of stewardship is healing. Go ahead.
100%, Jim. And look, I've been very attracted to what you're doing, because when it comes to searching for solutions, we can choose to just sit in our homes and complain about how terrible the Republican Party is and how terrible the Democrats are. That isn't anyone on this panel. This panel is action-based. And I wanted to bring, I don't know if you had a chance to meet him before, Jesse or Mike, but I'd like actually, and I know it puts you a little bit on the spot, Jim, but I think you're actually fine with this. We won't get to talk to a lot of candidates, Jesse, at least not the presidential ones. They're not going to want to hear the truth that they literally, their brains could be manipulated and that they could be taken control of, essentially. This technology is real. Same with you, Mike. What are some platform items that patriotic, smart, engaged people like you would want to see a third-party candidate like Jim champion?
Well, I would start by the fact is complete and total transparency is going to be the basis of everything, particularly when it comes to advanced technology and how the American medical system has been weaponized against U.S. civilians and people around the globe. To do what? Exactly what he was quoting. We want to turn the White House and overturn its, you know, not forget the fact is it has been based on slavery. And now they're trying to make a chess move to have slavery that has never been experienced in our human journey, not only here in the United States, but around the globe. And that's what the elites are trying to do. And it's important that all of that technology is transparently released. So, because we have been living a lie for so long, it is going to take mountains and mountains of declassification in order to get to the truth. So let's just cut to the chase. Let's just get to the bottom line and say, yes, we have been doing this. And yes, it has been done against your consent. And yes, moving forward, this is what we're going to do about it to stop this slavery movement that is being imposed upon all of us. Remember, we are the only species that has to pay to live. And that is very profound.
Amen. Yeah, Jesse, that's a really good point, Jesse. Here's the deal, to piggyback with what Jesse was talking about. Yes, 100% and total unequivocal declassification at the highest levels that these programs do in fact exist. But also, and Jesse, you could probably talk more about this too, because you talk about this a lot on different podcasts that we've been all over the world with, is neuro rights. Because the old laws have not kept up with what's happening with technology now. And Ed, you made a really good point on the Sean Johnson podcast about how you probably don't have to steal an election at the ballot box anymore, because if you can get into somebody's mind and manipulate their thought processes through this self-replicating, self-assembling nanotechnology, you can do it covertly in a way where the person actually believes what the person behind the technology is trying to get them to do to be influenced.
100%. And look, going back to you, Jim, these are just, I tell you, individually, Mike, there's probably millions of Americans who share Mike's perspective, especially as a veteran, as someone especially involved in the work with Jesse. And then Jesse is unique because Jesse's seen as an industry expert on a topic that until very recently, the government just threw away and discarded as a, quote, conspiracy. Well, guess what? Since the Venezuela raid, since the finding of the downed pilot in Iran, nothing Jesse has been saying is a conspiracy. Actually, mind you, Jesse might actually just be an encyclopedia of many of the crimes and things that they have been doing. And again, Jim, as someone who's running as a third-party candidate, someone that is going to have to fight uphill to get platform access, to get heard by people, you're going to be heard by hundreds of thousands, if not millions, through this program. Will you be a champion for these issues, the issue, again, of the sovereignty of the human soul?
We are elevating the narrative literally above all of the political arguments, the divide and conquer strategies, by showing actual solutions. Nobody can debate me, or nobody will, when I talk about the schools. Just this one thing, by the way, will absolutely change the world, and I'm going to give you the math on it right now. There are about 850 students in the average high school in the United States. We bring in stewardship classes, regenerative agriculture classes to every high school and every school in the United States, right? You've got 400 kids then planting 10 seeds a day. You've got another 100 kids that are doing the maintenance, and another 100 that are building soil and collecting local resources like compost and wood chips and mulch. And all of a sudden now, you've got every school in our nation providing, over a little bit of time, right? Because you take a sweet potato start, like right behind me, within 6 months, that turns into $20, $30, $40, $50 worth of food. So now you multiply that out, and literally every school in the nation could be providing $1 million in value per week to the community. And not just any value. We're talking about poison-free food value, which solves the biggest issue. You know, people think that the war is in Iran or Israel or the Ukraine. They don't realize the war is at the grocery store. The war is our chemical-laden food that is causing so much illness.
Absolutely. I would add on to that about the educational system. It really needs to be decentralized. The indoctrination program needs to be decompiled. And the freedoms for a parent to send their children of their choosing to a platform to get educated, to maximize their potential. You want to equal everything across the board. You give every single child, regardless of background, the opportunity to choose freely the type of education that they can obtain. But that is another big issue that needs to be addressed.
And we have it all laid out. We have school reform laid out. We have prison reform laid out, HOA reform, retail reform, and it all decentralizes all the power. We literally have a 4-year plan to render government obsolete. And it is very logical. It's taking the primary energy systems. We have the world leaders in permaculture and mapping, and taking the energy systems that are in our communities right now and taking that energy and distributing it again back into the people's hands, because that's how they control us. Like Henry Kissinger said in 1974, if you want to control people, control the food supply, right? So that's the first domino in a string of dominoes that the stewardshipparty.org is bringing to the world with such actionable, wise and logical and intuitive solutions that it's just going, we've already won, actually. It's already going out globally and exponentially.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're at a very good, unique place, all of us, because it comes down to our actual doership. If we can keep having these conversations, and be able to dig in deeper, where we're actually going to be able to, for once, actually go against a system that for millennia has been fine-tuning how it controls and takes care of its goods, of its populace, which is us, unfortunately. And we're going to be able to actually literally steward out the proper way that we should be handling all life and the way that we should care on a higher level all the way around. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Edward.
No. Thank you, Matthew, for the very wise words. I mean, look, among the third party candidates who I think will be running in this election cycle, whether it be candidates through John Morgan's party or again through Jim's stewardship party, I think that this is the path forward. I know that at times it almost feels like we're beating our heads against walls, Jesse. You know, we engage with so many different public and government officials that privately, mind you, because Michael Grady brought up a very, very good point. I think we made a very good point. We were talking about this on the podcast with Sean Johnson. Every politician should care about this because the sovereignty of their brains is at risk, right? I'm sure they're very narcissistic. They care a lot about themselves, okay? They don't want their brains to be infiltrated. They don't want their private lives to be exposed to the world. God forbid this, right? But they are a target too. And thus, it's been odd hearing people in private, congressmen, senators. I'm sure you've had many conversations with people inside and outside government and people of influence that care about this topic, but they're too afraid to bring it forward. They're afraid of they might seem silly or they might be made fun of. Well, we're dealing with high stakes here, right, Jesse? I mean, what would you say to those government officials that you know care about this but are too afraid to come forward?
Well, the paradigm for the opportunity to really stop this is the window's very, very small. And for everyone out there listening, if you're a government official, if you're someone of influence, you're going to want to pay close attention. We now know that this nanotech can read and write to the human brain. And they've done studies. I've talked about the Disney World study where they erased memory sets and made 8 adults believe in these Disney characters that were never Disney characters. And when they put them in Disney World, they put actors in these these outfits. And each and every one of these adults wanted their photos taken. And you couldn't convince them otherwise that these were never Disney characters. That is where technology is. And this is when Grady brings up the point that our laws have not kept up with technology, specifically with neural rights. And Edward brought it up in the Sean Johnson podcast. He's absolutely correct. I myself experienced some odd incidences during that election that they claimed was basically falsified and manipulated. I can tell you, I showed proper ID, but yet it when my ballot was read, they didn't count it, and they said because I didn't have appropriate ID. I had a state ID. Everyone
Jesse,
else.
We're actually heading into break. Let's hold that thought. When we come back, we'll actually be joined by the former border czar, Greg Bovino. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you in just a moment.
Years ago, I said I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and methylene blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that power plant formula combined with the methyl drive and the methylene blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the methyl drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the power plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the methylene blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.